It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes.
Man, blew out my eardrums on that one. Really should have turned it down.
Welcome to another episode. Of animation.
Man, constipated Keenan has returned.
Hey, man.
Constipated Keenan.
I'm happy the squad is back for a fucking once, man.
Yeah.
Constipated Keenan. That is fucking hilarious.
We all here with Roxy, right? Since December. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man.
Shit's been going down,
man.
A little over a month.
So, we're back in this bitch. You know what we do on here? We do one-offs. We do spin-offs. We talk our shit. We do reviews. And, man, I gotta say this, bro. Fuck Gabby, man. If you watch Attack on Titan, it's fuck Gabby all day.
I second that. I third it. I fourth it. Rob, do you agree?
I mean, I do. I'm not caught up with Attack on Titan where it's at right now, but I could have told. I would have said fuck Gabby just off based off the first
part. GP.
No, but all I'm saying, it gets
worse.
Fuck Gabby.
Yeah.
Fuck Gabby.
Yo, I mean, I'm already there.
If I had a little sister, I'll have her beat her ass. If I knew somebody around her age, I would pay her to beat her ass.
What about the voice actor? You want to smoke with her?
Oh, the voice actor getting smoked out. If I can, a matter of fact, I'm Googling the voice actor.
You're going to be watching another show and
what
her,
if
she's going to come up here and
what if it's a dude?
Trigger.
You swearing up?
Hell yeah. If a dude is not playing her, most likely. But if a dude was playing Gabby, I'm fire on sight.
I'm not firing on.
You just
that
at Comic-Con and he like, hey, I'm the voice actor for Gabby.
I'm more so looking for the writer. You know, like, who created this?
The writer too, yeah.
True. I'm just imagining like a 6'7", like built dude with a super high voice. Just like, yeah, I'm Gabby. I do the voice.
Hey, you know what's funny?
Like Mike Tyson happens to do it.
I would take that ass whooping. I don't care. I'm not afraid to lose.
So
I
know, not only, that. You're saying that you wouldn't back down. You would actually still try
if fucking you find out Aaron Donald is the voice of Gabby.
Yeah.
You still go for the smoke?
I'd be like... I might hesitate.
You just watching the NFL behind the scenes. It's like... In Aaron Donald's spare time, he likes to do voice acting for Attack on Titan.
And he's either Japanese voice actor of all things.
Yeah.
But I think Gabby's a great character, funny. Though. I guess in the sense of, like, for you to hate somebody that much, it's technically a...
well-written character.
You did your job. Yeah.
Gabby is a well-written character.
Absolutely.
Fuck Gabby.
Yeah, it's still
like,
fucking.
I have never felt... I don't know if I've ever felt so strongly opposed to a character or something I
watched.
I
was saying that earlier.
Like, I hated her in the last season.
Yeah, she sucked in the first half.
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, I fucking hate Gabby.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is because...
You sound like Rob with Bakugo.
It's so much worse than Rob with Bakugo.
Yeah, it's worse than Bakugo.
Because Rob is just like, I don't like the personalities, motherfucker. Like, no, Gabby...
Is a terrible person.
Is a terrible human being. Like, Bakugo is a bad person.
Zenitsu was annoying, but... Mm-hmm. You grew to love Zenitsu, especially
fucking
now.
Yeah, Bakugo's
fucking
annoying.
Right.
Has character.
Put
flaws.
Some respect on Zenitsu's name, goddammit.
Yo, the most recent episode.
Fuck Tanjiro.
Fuck Tanjiro.
Fuck Tanjiro. You haven't, yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with it, but yeah, he never liked Tanjiro.
No. Nope.
Oh, I like Tanjiro.
Yeah, no, I like Tanjiro.
I don't hate him.
I say, if somebody defending my life, I want Tanjiro.
Like, I mean, there's some other people on that show I'd pick first, but.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just
saying,
but Tanjiro's still going to give 110. That's
he
my
is.
Point.
You can get 110 and still die. Look. You can give 110 fighting Aaron O'Donnell. You're still going to get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
But you give me time to get away.
That's what I would do. I would get my ass whooped, but I give 110.
I gave 110.
So, you know,
that's going to be on your gravestone.
Everybody
I gave 110.
Any of the
we're all caught up.
Everybody's all caught up?
Yeah.
We were at the manga.
Okay, just making sure.
On Demon Slayer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I forget.
Spoilers on this most recent.
No, the only thing I was about to say is like, you know.
Spoilers.
All I'm thinking about right now is like, all those people that died when Tanjiro was trying to stop that one guy from getting killed from the
ropes,
yeah, there she was just like, "Bloom!"
As
she died, Tanjiro.
That was one of the craziest parts for me when she just destroyed the whole fucking district. She was like, "Fuck this district!"
Yeah,
bam.
Yeah.
Tanjiro was just like, "Everybody died," but then that set him over the edge. So that was pretty cool too.
They're turning up, man. It's just now beginning.
You guys know I was way into that part because I was like, "He almost killed, top level demon." It's like, no, he didn't.
No, he was never
even close.
Bro, you got to understand something. These demons are hundreds of years old. old. They're not going to be getting smoked out as easy as you might think.
I mean, and so like the sister, she took out 7 this year, and this other dude he said like 13, 12, 14,
yeah,
14,
yeah, 14, yeah. Like
that.
Yeah.
They're no joke.
For those 7 that got killed
and
by her,
six.
Yes, that Tanjiro almost took her by herself.
Bro,
he didn't. Weak Hashira.
Yeah.
Who? What happened?
What?
No, I said so. There's 7 Hashira that she killed by herself. Tanjiro took her pretty much on by himself.
No, he didn't, bro.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you, bro.
If he wouldn't have passed out in that 1 second,
he didn't have a chance. That's why Tanjiro's not that guy. I'm not going to start because I did a whole conversation about this a while ago.
All right, I'm ready to move on to what
days
we're here for.
Yeah. Days long conversation.
But here's the thing, man. Follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N, animation, S-H-U-N on Patreon. Join us. You get to see the live stream. You get to join in and chat with us, talk our shit. You know what I'm saying? We do polls and stuff like that. We do movie nights on there, so make sure you join us. There's going to be a movie night this week, actually.
Yep.
I'm just going to review the latest episode of Demon Slayer. So when that comes out on Saturday, we're going to review it. I might do it that Saturday.
It comes out on Saturdays?
Sunday. My bad. When it comes out Sunday, I'm going to review it early Sunday because, I got to see what time the Niner game starts because I'm going to be watching that. Bang Bang Niner game. So
it's a late game.
The Rams.
Oh, they gonna
really?
Lose. The Rams are gonna whoop.
They
them.
Got the late game.
I mean,
game?
How we gonna whoop us? We just smoked them out. We beat them 3 years in a row.
I will bet you money the Rams win that game.
Mm. Ooh, this is interesting.
I just won money off for the Greenway game.
$100.
I don't do anything.
$100.
I don't do anything over 50.
50.
50.
Wow. All right, you guys saw it here first.
Bang bang.
What about two bets for 50? Does that equal over 100?
I'm done betting now. Do we have any news, Rob?
I mean, no.
The squad is back. Myself, Ice, Rob, Brennan's here. So we're all back in the gang, man. So, do we have any anime news?
We don't have news. We do have a recap.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Every time
I'm an episode,
bad.
You do the wrong thing.
You
it's
don't
so
have,
funny.
Oh, we don't have news?
News are for a separate episode.
May I went really quick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cam is not here today, but shout out to Leah for hooking
shout
us up.
Shout out to Leah,
thank you for helping us out.
There's no Cam for her, but there's no Leah Cam.
Yeah, maybe if we get enough subscriptions, we get a Leah lens.
The Leah lens.
But yeah, shout out to Leah. She's amazing.
Yeah, thanks. You were even telling me your fiance gave you an anime book to brush up on things.
He did.
Yeah,
it was
that's
like
a good
400
guy.
Pages, and I was like, "How am I supposed to read this?"
Well, all right, can I give a super quick funny bio of Leah?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so Leah is a editor with us here at Kev On Stage Studios. That's where we film.
Yep.
She is an improv artist, master actor, super talented woman of dopeness who has her own like comedy troupe thing. What's it called?
Pure and Weary.
Pure
and Weary.
Yes.
The way you said it was pure
no,
and
but
weary.
The thing is, it's funny because I sat down with her and we talked about all her stuff, and so that encouraged me to bring her into doing some of the more stuff we were doing. Mm. I brought her into the meetings to help us come up with how the improv show was going to be better for season 3 for what's on the Kevin Say Studios app. She gave excellent suggestions. I recommended that she be on the show. Mm. She showed up and she showed out. Mm. Like, awesome. Everybody's like, she needs to come back.
Leah breathed new life into the improv show.
She really did.
Like, yeah.
Literally breathed new life
and
into it.
And I'm also editing it, so if it didn't turn out well, then I
just make yourself look good, you know?
But yeah, shout out to Leah.
Is it Leah L-I-A or L-E-A?
L-E-A-H.
Got it. Yeah, they put the ass on here. They wanted to know.
Is there somewhere people can go to check out your troupe or check out your stuff?
Yeah, go to at Pure and Weary.
Pure. Like pure like Walter.
Like P-U-R-E.
And if you know how to spell weary.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
W-E-A-R-Y.
There you go.
There
of course. Everybody knew that.
Yeah, we all knew
we
it.
All, we all knew that.
Say it.
Sure, Rob. Go ahead with that recap of yours.
All right. So, Kame Ga Kill, episode 17 through 20. We pick back up with the explosion from Bowls having destroyed his Imperial arms. Though it was a huge blast. Just about everybody made it out unscathed, though Leon passes out from exhaustion after protecting Kame from the explosion.
I thought she died, man. I was nervous.
That was the second time I knew the first time she got stabbed in the neck, I knew she ain't go out on like that.
Yeah.
But the second one, I was like, all right,
this might be it. This might be it. Seeing a break in the fight, Kurome and Bowls escape, looking to get back together with the other Jaegers. On the road, Bowls thinks back to Ezdeath, helping him feel not quite so self-conscious about a scarred face when he runs into a young girl who is too hurt to walk. Being Bowls, he tries to help her out, but as he does, the girl is revealed to be Chelsea in disguise, and she stabs him with her poison needle and tells him how she took the shape of this girl that he had killed in a village that he burned down. And as he dies, he realizes this is his karmic comeuppance, and Bowls calls out to his family.
She did her
goes.
Fucking job, man.
She did.
She did her damn job in this episode.
I
respect it.
Soon, though, Lubbock finds Chelsea and says that they should all regroup as well. But she says, you know, she wants to head after Kurome before she can get too far away. As she transforms into Bowls, Chelsea tells Lubbock to tell the others to, you know, let them know my plan, send reinforcements, because I might need some backup. Meanwhile, though, Kurome is in rough shape, exhausted after her fight and being carried by one of her puppets. She got put through the ringer. She thinks back to her childhood. We find out a little bit more about her and Akame and how they came up as part of this like assassin training program for kids. And they were one of only a few survivors of this grueling test that killed lots of the other kids in the program. It felt a little bit like the Demon Slayer test. Like you just go out into the woods and see who comes out the other side. But once they pass, they are separated. They don't want to keep the sisters together. And Kurome was pumped full of all kinds of drugs to make her stronger. Night Raid heals up their wounds, and even Leone looks to be making a full recovery. She says that Lubbock's special string and her healing ability, they could combo that up so she could get full use of her arm back. But when he arrives, he tells him about Chelsea, that she needs help. So Tatsumi and Akame go to head out to look for her. Unknown to them, Chelsea's already caught up to Kurome and is able to win her trust pretty easily, given all the intel that Tatsumi gave him from spending time with the Jaegers. But still, she can tell Kurome is no slouch and is waiting for an opening. But she finds one soon enough, plunges her needle in Kurome's neck when she falls to the ground, and as she stands over Kurome's body, she thinks back to how she acquired her Imperial Arms, and we get the backstory on her. And she basically used it to overthrow a dictator, and she thought about how happy everybody was that she killed this evil man, and it inspired her to continue to change this corrupt world that they're all living in. So, however, as she's walking away, Kurome stands back up, saying the only way to kill her is to hit her heart or her head. And horrified, Chelsea runs, but Kurome sends out her remaining puppets who gun her down and chop her up.
This was a bad move by her. I thought she should have did what she did and then immediately changed it like a little animal and went into like the woods somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she should have. We saw her turn into a cat earlier, so she can turn into whatever. Like,
I want you to turn into a quick little animal, went into the woods. She would have never knew it was me or couldn't find me anyways. No. And then I would be like, oh, this ain't playing out here. Oh, shit, she back? I would have stayed hidden after that.
So later, Tatsumi and Akame follow the trail of blood to a nearby town. And when Tatsumi follows it, he sees Chelsea's severed head placed on a spike in the center of town, surrounded by terrified villagers.
Dog. They're what a not way to go. Fucking playing out here. This show is not joking.
I knew she was out the door when she came in the door. I knew she wasn't going to be
in the door. I knew it too, but to put her head on a stake out in the middle of the thing and they show it, that was crazy.
That's what you know we're not playing.
No jokes in this.
I figured, you know, because she's new. Yeah. I figured, like, oh, okay, well, she's new blood. She can't, like, I thought maybe she'd stick around just because, like, oh, she just got here. But no, it turns out. Last in, first out. You know, that's it. But from there, they fast forward to Night Raid getting ready to start their big attack against the corrupt church official Bolick. But the Jaegers have been assigned as his personal bodyguards, and they aren't alone. Also in the city are the four Rakshasa demons, the most violent and well-trained martial artists in the Empire that are capable of killing Imperial arms users with their bare hands.
Damn.
And Bolick plans to send them out after Night Raid. As the plan is coming together, Wave is just kind of concerned. He feels guilty about getting knocked out of the fight against Night Raid, worries about Kurome getting back in there, and he begs her to stay and rest and just stay out of it. But she tells him it's blood in, blood out. If she gets too hurt, if she's too hurt to fight, they'll kill her. So she doesn't leak any information. She tells him if she dies, she just wants it to be in battle. She doesn't want to be taken out some other way.
She's a G.
Tatsumi and Miney scout out the city and try to keep a low profile while Lubbock does the same on his own. However, he gets spotted by two of the Rakshasa demons, and they plan to attack him later. Akame, scouting an entrance to the church with some resistance soldiers, is also attacked by another one of the demons, who's like able to manipulate the shape of his body, and he changes his hands into these sharp blades, cuts off her companion's heads, and then tries to like stab her from like spikes out of his stomach. It's fucking crazy weird. Meanwhile, the two demons spring their trap on Lubbock while he meets with his spy contact. One of the demons, a muscle-bound dude, slams him to the ground, and he plays dead. Like, he's just like, I'm just gonna play here. Maybe they'll just leave me alone. But his wire armor has completely protected him. When it becomes clear that they're about to go kill his contact, though, he fights back, even though it's a two-on-one. Akame is fighting for her life when she drops her blade. Her opponent picks it up, but his affinity with the weapon is so bad, it hurts him. And she uses the distraction to snap his neck with her thighs. And then when she gets her sword back, she cuts off all of his limbs and just leaves him for dead, staring up at the moon.
That gave me that Hunter Killua moment. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
When he's jumped in the ant's neck and snapped his neck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
However, Run from the Jaegers saw the whole fight and promises to report back on what he saw to his team. Back with Lubbock, he uses an impressive display of wire work to attach his opponents with weapons made from the fibers. It's enough to distract the demons, though, you know, it's enough for his contact to basically get away. And he makes a run for it, and it turns out to be a trap for the enemies. The muscle-bound man chases after him and gets caught up in the strings. And he says, like, you know, my muscles are too big and strong to be cut. But he impales him with a spear, and his threads wrap around his heart and squeeze it until his heart explodes. Also very Hunter Hunter moment with Kurapika. The other demon, a quick girl with the ability to use her sweat as a weapon, seems to get the drop on him. Her sweat takes away the sharpness of the wires, and she's able to land a few big punches on him. However, Lubbock throws a pair of daggers at her, which at first she dodges, but he uses his strings to boomerang him back. She gets caught by surprise, stabbed in the back.
Hey, man. He's doing his thing, too.
He's out there.
I told y'all.
Yeah, you called it.
I told y'all.
You called it. Elsewhere, Tatsumi and Miney wait for their friends when another leader in the church happens to come across them. Some, like, Pope dude. I'm not really sure who he's supposed to be. But he saw them arguing and says, you know, I feel, you know, you two, you're meant for each other. Says, you know, they should just confess their feelings, even though they both seem to be pretty disgusted by the idea. At the church, the death of the three demons reaches Bolick and the Jaegers, and Ezdeath promises Magenda she won't fall for another one of her traps. We'll see about that. The next day, Wave talks with the last demon as Sir Yu plays with some kids, teaches them not to cheat. The last demon says that she's partnering with them for now, but Wave gets weird vibes from her and says, like, you know, this chick reminds me of Dr. Stylish. Bad vibes. Night Raid then shares a meal, their favorite dishes. They plan to launch their big attack the next day as the city celebrates a religious festival. Tatsumi and Miney go down in disguise to scout, but are quickly spotted by Sir Yu and the last Rakshasa demon. They manage to get out of town, and as they share an awkward encounter where the romantic tension between them continues, Sir Yu and her Imperial Arms Koro attack, and she launches a barrage of gun and artillery fire, but Tatsumi uses Incursio, gets them both out of the way. Miney, though, gets her gun ready for a fight, but Sir Yu isn't alone. The demon is with her and strikes while they prepare. Tatsumi decides to fight the demon while Miney gets revenge on Sir Yu for killing their friend and feeding them to Koro. Sir Yu's talking all the shit, thinking she has the upper hand, but Miney was hoping for the two-on-one matchup. You know, the danger ups the ability of her weapon, making it way more powerful. She's able to shoot down Sir Yu's missiles and pepper her and Koro with gunfire. Sir Yu activates the trump card, and as he just, like, does his huge, crazy guttural scream, you know, Miney is distracted, and Sir Yu charges in, pummeling her. Meanwhile, Tatsumi is kind of getting thrown around, getting the business handed to him from the last demon, but he's just like, you know, I'm not going to let myself be beaten and let Miney down again. She was giving me a hard time about how, like, I'm always, like, making her wait, saving her at the last second. In the city, Susanoo and Leon are fighting Kurome and take out her last remaining puppets. Her puppets are gone. And Leon is moving in for the kill, but Wave intervenes, activating his Grand Chariot and Imperial Arms Protector, and it seems like it's going to be a crazy fight. For some reason, we never see what happens. Deeper inside the church, Bolick is begging Ezdeath to protect him, and she tells him, you know, her only order, just do not leave the room. Whatever you do, do not leave. And he does not listen. In the wilderness, Tatsumi lures the demon into some ancient ruins. She thinks he's running away, but he starts just, like, breaking down the walls, causing a cave-in. And he's able to escape, but the demon is crushed by a huge rock. So these Rakshasa demons didn't stick around. They were here for a good time, not a long time. Sir Yu and Koro, meanwhile, charge in to finish Miney, but the danger is high enough that her gun emits a beam shot that cuts Koro, Sir Yu, and the mountainside behind them in half.
Yeah.
As she lays dying, Sir Yu says that she has one weapon left, a bomb planted in her head. She activates it, embraces Koro one last time as Miney tries to escape the blast. She's just about to give up when Tatsumi swoops in and saves her. She thanks him and realizes, you know, maybe she is starting to have some feelings for this
dude. Now you're feeling me, huh? Now you're on your boy. Yeah. I just saved your life. Now you on me. Okay.
Now I'm hot, you all on me.
At the palace, as Death returns from the throne room, finds Bolick is gone. Did not listen to her one order, and Agenda talks to her from the shadows. Night Raid got the upper hand once again, and Akame and Lubbock kill Bolick as he flees the city. In the Imperial capital, Command starts to freak out more and more as the cities fall to the rebellion. Minister's pretty calm, you know, assigns this new guy, General Budo, a commander whose strength they compare to Ezdeath, and his son, Sura, I think is his name, lead these elite fighting force to hunt down Night Raid as they invade the city. Wave and Kurome, who, again, we don't know how they got away from Susanoo and Leon, but they did, apparently. They eat a meal with Run and discuss how Ezdeath has been sent off to fight the rebellion in the west. They wonder what will become of their Jaeger team as they've been whittled down one by one, but Kurome soon collapses, still hurt from her injury from Chelsea. Night Raid, on the other hand, is making their moves. Tatsumi and Lubbock make a plan to sneak into the castle and assassinate the minister. Leon and Miney are underground mapping out the sewers, but, you know, find time to argue over who gets dibs on Tatsumi when the war is over. Hmm. And lastly, Najenda, Akame, and Susanoo are making their plans to attack the castle from the outside. Even though they have lost contact with some of their allies in the west. We see in a scene that, afterwards that they've all been killed by Azdeath. Their allies in the west. They're smoked out. Who then is just like, all right, I'm headed back to the capital. Lubbock and Tatsumi, they meet up with a contact that sneaks them inside the palace, tells them that they should have allies waiting for them to help. When they reach the meetup spot, however, they find all of them are dead and the bodies explode. Mm. A trap set for them by Sura and Budo. Tatsumi takes on Budo and is quick
to
find out.
Pretty good trap, though.
It was.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pretty creative trap. It's like, dead. Dang it. Let me go love on the. Ah! Yeah.
No. They have turned your friends into weapons. Tatsumi takes on Budo and is quick to find out why he's regarded as an equal to Azdeath as he uses his lightning powers. Send this dude flying. Lubbock fights Sura and finds out that he's used his teleporting imperial arms, covers a whole palace in teleportation spots, and is using doping drugs to make himself stronger.
Took it straight to the neck.
Straight to the neck. Right in the jugular. Lubbock runs all over the castle grounds but is unable to escape. Tatsumi tries to stand up to Budo, even manages to impress the general, but he's hit with a huge lightning bolt that just takes him right out of the battle. Lubbock turns to help, but is captured by the girl who brought them there in the first place. She hopes her parents will be spared if she helps out Sura, but instead he slits her throat for interfering in the fight.
But wait, there's more.
Enraged by that, Lubbock reveals the trap he set, placing his strings all over the grounds as he ran, and used them to sever his hand off with the imperial arms.
Lubbock cuts him right off.
Unfortunately, the woman on the ground still isn't dead and stabs him again.
In the bike.
Stabs him, causing him to drop his the device, but Sura only laughs, saying he had... parents have been dead ages ago.
Been dead.
This has been a dirtbag. Didn't he say that line in a few episodes ago? He's like something. Get off me. When he says something about, he said, get off me, bitch, or something like that.
The girl he was sleeping with was just like, oh, you're the minister's son. And he like socks her in the stomach. He's just like, hey, I respect my dad. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
So he's been a wild
just
boy since he stepped on the scene,
in
bro.
In the stomach.
He's out there.
Yeah.
But with his weapon back, Sura activates his trump card, transporting Lubbock to a far-out place somewhere, like, in space.
Yeah,
that
bro.
Nobody has returned from alive, he says. But Lubbock uses his strings to drag him in, impales him with a spear, sends the tendrils through his heart, exploding in his chest. And as his opponent falls dead, the portal closes. Lubbock finds himself falling from the sky. Mm. As he falls, he thinks about his friends and Najenda, but lands on the spears at the guards waiting below. And Tatsumi, who is captured nearby, screams in horror. Mm. Inside, the minister quickly gets over the death of his son. Like, his only son.
He's like, we lost somebody. The night raid died, person died. My son died. That's cool.
He never really cared about his son. Because remember, he said before, he was like, yeah, when you do this, man, this is going to show if you really about that shit or not, if I even going to fuck with you.
Yeah. Hey, man, y'all got to put some respect on Lubbock's name, yo.
You going to talk about it?
Put some respect on Lubbock and put some respect on the greatest fucking anime podcast. In the entire world.
This thing spit all on my arms.
My bad. I apologize. I had to make up for lost time.
You did.
We held it down.
Did you have fun for that? Was that fun for you? Was that fun?
That was amazing.
You had a good time?
It was worth everything.
You should have just left your headphones on.
At that point, you was...
But, as I was saying, you know, the minister was very happy to make that trade, and he and Budo start to discuss what torture methods they're going to use to get information out of Tatsumi. But Azdeath arrives just on time and says... You know, she's going to take the lead on this herself and says she thinks to herself she's not going to let them take Tatsumi from her. So we'll see what that means. Elsewhere, Night Raid sees Lubbock has been killed and that an announcement has been made for Tatsumi's public execution. And they start to wonder how they will be able to save him. And that's where we finish off on this stretch.
Man, some wild episodes. I actually made a flip on the questions, Rob, because it's probably better to just start off since you...
Man, can I say one real quick thing?
Go ahead.
Rob going through that explanation makes me realize that I don't remember shit about this show.
You didn't watch it.
You didn't watch the last four episodes? Mm-mm.
Have you watched any of these?
With us?
Since we've been on.
Not once.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But I remember the first few episodes because the thing that I remember the most, there's a couple things I remember the most.
Right.
Some of them haven't happened yet, obviously. Mm. I can tell just from what he's just described. Mm. And then the ones that I did remember was like how Tatsumi got in Crucio.
Yeah,
in Crucio. Because I like the guy who, you know, I like
Mulan.
I love that dude.
He was dope.
He was real as fuck.
I think he was gone too early, to be honest.
Man, that's why I remember being mad about that.
He was literally a Rengoku.
Yeah. I was sad. I was
don't do,
sad.
But he got he gotta go. Out.
He was necessary for the plot.
Yeah. He
to
was.
Show you shit was real.
Yeah.
He's there to inspire.
He's literally Rengoku.
yeah, he is.
I miss him. But that's it. I'm sorry. Please continue.
All right, man. So thank you, Rob, for the recap as always. Let's see if Brennan can at least get off one question real quick.
I know it's
Rob. Oh yeah. But I mean, he just talked about it, but you don't remember. But yeah. So we just after hearing that, after seeing that last episode, the minister's son was acting like he's talking tough shit, like he was super hard.
Yep.
He ran his mouth a lot. Honestly, he got that scar tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I assume he's gonna be a G.
Yeah, from Brotherhood.
Yeah. Yep. So
he does. That's
Rob's
dope.
Rob's question was: do you think the minister's son was a pump fake?
Was he a park?
Was he a pump fake as a major villain? Like pretty much. Was he a park moochin in a sense, Rob?
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely. Oh, fuck
yeah! Especially that late in the game.
Yeah, to me, I was just like, they could have made this character somebody else, or taken out one of these other characters that they inserted earlier.
Yeah,
make him show up earlier so we hate this dude more. Like he sucks, but like a lot of the people that he's been awful to are people that we don't even really know.
Yeah,
like he socked that one girl out.
Yeah,
which was terrible.
Yeah.
And then he transported, Ezdeath and Tatsumi to that island, which they easily came back from and handled.
Yeah.
So, like, I felt like they were trying to build this dude up to be like, oh, man, he's even worse than the Jaegers. He's going to be, like, he's going to have his own diabolical plans. And he did say, like, I'm going to be emperor. I'm going to try to steal the throne. But at the end of the day, he didn't really do any of that.
Yeah. And to be honest with you.
He's a hoe.
Bye, Brennan.
He's out, Brennan. You hoe ass.
Little bitch.
I told you I'd I mean, he didn't have to. He could have stayed here, guys. Just let y'all know.
Just to let y'all know.
I'm with you. He was a super pump fake, and I feel like he had a dope ass power.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did he not send Ezdeath and Tatsumi out to the university like the other spot?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question.
There's no consequence to using your trump card.
None.
Like that like you could have just opened with that, showed that you're the real deal. They put it if you would have had to fight for like four episodes to get back, I would have respected your power at that point.
Yeah.
But at this point, what did you do? Besides being an asshole.
And what happened to all those like dangerous beast things he had from like Dr. Stylish's laboratory? Just sort of he came from nowhere and then just like sort of just disappeared.
Yeah.
We can't respect you, bro, in four episodes.
No.
They tried to quantitatively make him trash in a small period of time. And you can't pull that off because people do it in movies, but Over 20 plus episodes, and you're trying to squeeze this dude in here for four, and then you get him out of here by an auxiliary character?
Yeah. Not even just that. Not even just him. These other demons they brought in.
Yeah.
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 They were ass. I'm like, okay, you bringing in some more heat. They got smoked the fuck out.
Yeah. Each and every single one of them.
And again, it's towards the end of this, because it's 24, right? 24 episodes?
Yeah.
So it's like, you bring somebody in this late in the game as a villain, and one, you want us to care about them, and two, you want to hype them up as a dog. They need to be there these next eight. It need to be hell in a cell these next eight episodes. And you only killed one person from the night raid in the four episodes you were here? Like,
and my thing is, don't build them up to be like, yo, man, we out here. We could beat people with Imperial arms, so like that. Y'all beat
nobody
with Imperial arms. So we didn't even get a chance to see you in action with this shit if you were talking.
Nobody.
Because that don't even, not Bullock. Lubbock, like, that was kind of a. Oh, you're talking about the demons, though.
The demons. Yeah, the demons. I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, even, Bullock's, like, his old general or whatever. Like,
said it's false.
That was Dan that had to pop in here to defend himself. His name.
But, like, even Bullock's, like, old general dude, I put him over, like, any of those demons.
Yeah.
That dude was, he was getting in the mix.
Yeah, he was. I respect that. All right, next question.
What did he say about Cam?
We were saying,
talking shit and,
about
he never wins in Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, well, damn, he just came in here with the quick. Damn.
Brennan clearly, that just shows you what people think Brennan be saying about him. Like, about whatever he said is not true.
He came in with the fucker right in the pussy. I'm like, wait a second. What's going on,
man?
Damn.
All right, next question. So initially we didn't like Tatsumi keeping in Curcio, and now that we're almost done with the series, how do you not feel about it, Ice?
I still don't like it. I never liked it. I don't even think he. You know what? I'm gonna stay on this train until I don't feel like being on this train again. But he feels like Tanjiro to me again. He's just there. He's just there telling the story. You're getting the story through his eyes. Him keeping in Curcio because I haven't seen him use it to a level that Bulat did. And granted, he acknowledges it, which is cool. Like, hey, I can't even be invisible as long as Bulat did. And that's cool, but at some point, you got 4 episodes left, fam. You tied up at episode 20. So you got four episodes to get active, and I don't necessarily see it happening. I wish he would have got his own Imperial arms. I wish he would have made something of that, because you in his shadow the entire anime in my eyes, and I know. So no, not at all.
Rob. Yeah, I agree. I still am not a huge fan of it. Like, yes, I can. Like, I get what they're doing, and like what you're saying, if they're trying to build him up. Like, okay, he's getting a little bit stronger. But with us having seen Bulat use it first, literally cutting people in half.
Yeah.
We know what this is possible.
Yeah.
What's possible with this thing, and he's just not living up to it, and it just feels like. Okay, I get that maybe you don't want your main character to be the most powerful because they're trying to show, like, all right, there's other characters that are cool. Like, he's working towards something.
Yeah.
You want him to grow, but, like...
You got 4 episodes.
It's getting towards the end of it. And, you know, it's just, like, I want him to be cool. I want to root for him more. But, yeah. I'm kind of just like, it's fine. At the end of the day, I do still wish he ended up kind of getting his own thing that allowed him to shine in his own way.
Or at least... level it up to a place that Bulat couldn't get to. Like, if before he died, Bulat could have been like, yeah, but there's another part of this, you know, Imperial arms that I want to unlock. And then he, you know, through the strength of Bulat and everybody around him, he's able to unlock that, and that's that rite of passage. But
yeah, because Bulat does say, like, you know, man, he with training, like, he could be stronger than me.
Yeah.
But, like, you're almost out of time.
Right.
Yeah.
The attack's in a week. Yeah. You know, like.
Yeah, I'm with y'all. I think that would have been a solid. Even I would have still like the idea, but I think it would have been a solid idea if you were giving us multiple seasons of this.
Yeah.
So he
yeah.
can, like you said, you're going to take this much time. He can build that up. He can unlock some new things. He can turn it into probably his whole thing by himself. Mm-hmm. But with 4 episodes left, he's shown us nothing new with this.
Yep.
And even if he showed me something new in the last episode, I'm not going to give a shit. You can unleash the power of God, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
they gonna do a God of High School?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's just like you wasted so much time with this, and I mean, I can't agree with the Tanjiro thing, because I feel like at least with Tanjiro, Tanjiro has had to me a lot more better moments, and
he's gotten,
even though he hasn't killed it, even though he doesn't necessarily go after or gets kills in a major demon, he's killed the demons that he's needed to thus far in a sense.
That's
of facts. Like, so I mean. Tatsumi, I like him. I like him as, like, I think he's funny.
He got the ladies.
He got the ladies and stuff like that. Like,
he sure does.
Yeah, all the women in here love him. So it's like, that's pretty cool for as a main character. He's kind of a ladies man, even though he doesn't even, like, accept it fully. He's kind of just like, hey, I'm just trying to be me.
I'm just out here.
Yeah.
But the ladies on me.
Yeah, this is kind of a waste. I feel like you did, that's kind of waste. Yeah. I'll be honest. Well, we'll get to that next time.
Real quick side note question for y'all. Do y'all like... Because I think we talked about this before. Do y'all like the group fighting animes where everybody got to chime in and fight? Or y'all like the one-on-one Dragon Ball Z type of like stuff in animes? Like, which one do y'all prefer watching?
Prefer? That's hard, man, because I think it just depends on the situation. If you give me a dog-ass villain, I do want to see them all get after it. Because I like, especially if you got a lot of dope characters, like Jujutsu Kaisen has a bunch of dope characters. Mm-hmm. I would love to see them have to team up and just battle this shit out versus somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The one-on-one, I feel like it starts to get predictable because we know the one-on-one who's going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
In a team fight, you might have to have somebody we can't talk about Demon Slayer, but it's like, you know, somebody has to do something to help somebody else out to get a W. And I think that could be super dope instead of, you know,
just
one-on-one.
I also feel like that can give, like, having the team fight can give it more stakes because you can be like, all right, good guys are probably going to win, but maybe not everybody's going to make it out.
Yeah,
and with more people in the mix, you know, you kind of get more of that variables. And plus you get that, like, Avengers moment of them, standing back to back to back, like, you know, using the synergy, using the teamwork, and, like, seeing people work together. Mm-hmm. Like, you see that team chemistry.
Yeah.
Right. And that can be great. Like, whereas, like, a one-on-one, it can be cool to see that, especially if it's just, like, somebody that, like, a villain you hated, and they finally get their comeuppance.
Or, like, a Kurapika situation.
Yeah.
He needed that.
Yeah, it's a grudge that somebody's got to take on, and, like, that can be super cool.
Yeah.
But generally, I like it when it's, like, multiple people going up against the bad guy. I think that could be pretty dope.
Yeah. And that's what was... This is my last time saying it. Demon Slayer spoilers, 30 seconds. If y'all haven't, I'll give you 30
seconds. Spoilers.
That's why I was so upset when Tanjiro had help fighting Akaza. Because it's like, dog, he killed your mans. get you out of here. Get him out of here. Why y'all fighting him together? Like, he killed your mans. You need to give him the ones. You should be like, hey, Giyu, I got this, dog. He killed Rengoku. I'm about to fuck him up. And for them not to do that, like, for them to be teaming up on him, I was like.
Let me tell you something. You know what that's called, though, Ice? It's called ego. That's what the fuck that's called. When you know you saw what this motherfucker could do.
But he's stronger this way later, though.
And he's way stronger. You know Akaza's a dog-ass motherfucker, too.
Yeah, he is.
At the end of the day, it's like, I understand wanting to fight somebody on it, but it's like, you see what he does. You saw what he does. It's like, bro, I might need assistance. You gotta put your ego aside.
I might need assistance.
And to me, that's why I respect. Honestly, that's why I actually like Tanjiro, because it's actually more realistic. A lot of the one-on-one anime, that's not realistic. Most of these dudes can't muster up the strength really to beat somebody that's super that much stronger than them.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like they do it because, you know, in the anime. But if that was like a real life thing, they getting smoked out, bro. Mm. They getting smoked the fuck out.
It's time elapsed though between and they trained. That's my only thing is, like, if it was in a short amount of time where, like, he had to go fight Akaza again within the same time frame, then it's like, all right, you need some help because you haven't grown that much. But the whole training that they did, he'd been doing all this stuff up into it. He fought other moon demons. It's like, all right, nigga, I've been training for this moment.
Bro, how many people took out a demon by themselves?
Nobody.
Not many.
Okay, nobody. Then. Dude, what are we talking about?
But I'm saying that you the main character.
All right, we'll circle back to that. Because we're way past 30 seconds. But yeah.
Okay, so next question. So we had the sisters in there, siblings, both assassins, both trained to be assassins. And Rob, you can answer this question a little bit differently since I know you said you don't have siblings. But who do you think would be a better assassin, you or your sibling? This is kind of a hard question for me to answer because I feel like my brother is going to definitely take a way more intellectual approach to certain things, probably setting some traps, waiting things a long time, but even though he doesn't have a hot temper too, he can definitely get super hot.
And this is not spy versus spy. This is him as an assassin, you as an assassin, who would be better at their job.
Yeah, or even like, I guess kind of like this in a Kame versus her sister type thing.
Okay, y'all going after each other then.
If y'all both were trained assassins and y'all had to, I guess, eventually line it up, who do you think would be better? Mm. I think eventually, I guess my somewhat of my comparison would be a little bit of, it'll be Mugen and Jin, in a sense of how our styles would kind of be. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'll be definitely more of a little bit of a wild card. I wouldn't be necessarily super coordinated as he is, in the sense of like, these are how I, this is how I do things. And I feel like Mugen, you know, you can never predict. He's not predictable at all. Where I feel like my brother at some point would probably get a little bit predictable because he's a very database guy since he's an engineer.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Everything is like, yo, if it doesn't make any sense math wise, it doesn't make any sense in the world. It's like, well, this can be just a thing that's just like,
he doesn't operate in a gray area.
Yeah, there's no gray area. It just can't happen. It's just like, if I can't figure this out, it can't happen.
Yeah.
So I think I would come out with like the W at the end, like, you know, on my deathbed, probably like, get the win, and then I die afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw, yeah, I got you, motherfucker. I love you, bro. But I whooped your ass at the end. Even though, and in real life, I have a 7 beat him up yet. So it's been 30-something years, and a 7 beat my brother up. But
anyway. You think you can get him now? Gloves? Straight gloves?
We went straight gloves, like, some years back, and I was serving him, and then he got me at the end.
Damn. He just picked up that big brother strength.
It was literally.
I'm calling on all the big brothers across the world.
Yeah, he did.
Lend me your energy.
Fucking spirit bomb, big brother ass. Oh, but it's like, I literally at the end of that, because he has it somewhere on his computer. It's like, we had it taped. I literally threw a punch and I threw my shoulder out. And he just catched me with like a nice 2-3 piece. Mm. Bop, 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 bop. And I was just like, ah. Oh. My shoulder. It's like, yeah, your shoulder now, huh, bitch? You sure at your face? So, yeah. But, yeah, I still think I get W now. Ice. You got a little sister, right?
Yeah, I'm smoking her out, dog.
There's no way.
There is a way. I think she's super intelligent. I mean, you know, master's degree in less than 5 years. She's super smart. I think for her, though, I know her. I grew up with her. So from an assassination's perspective, if it's her and I think she would make good leeway. And I think if there was a build up to like get to me, if I had like a night raid of people, she would smoke out my whole night raid and make it to me.
Got it.
But when it got to me, there's stuff, as you know, that we know as kids that I can pull back on, and I can just, you know, say things.
You're adopted. Yeah. That's what older siblings always say. You're adopted, and you just lose your fucking mind.
And all I gotta do is just like make a quick reference to our childhood, and she would be like, oh, I love you, I can't do this. And then, you know,
yeah.
I'd be like, well, I can. And then just fucking.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so I would beat her out. But if I think if we were, you know, in our prospective jobs, and then, like, if we both were assassins, not killing each other, she'd be a much better assassin than I would. To a certain extent, because I feel like, again, she'd be caring about people and shit. So, like,
yeah, what's up with that?
You can't be an assassin, be out here caring about people.
This guy Ice has a child, and he's like, he'd be caring about. Like, she'd be caring about people. Me, I don't care. I have a child that I'm. It's happening, but I don't be caring about people like that. Man. That should make you closer to people, man. Right?
You should. On paper.
On paper.
On paper.
All right, so we set the question up for Rob. He doesn't have siblings, but I say, Rob, who would it be out of you and your father?
My
since
dad?
Like, you know, the human father be kind of having like a little arch nemesis battle.
You know, it does seem like something that, like, it would be kind of like you were saying about your brother. Like, we kind of come at it from opposite sides. Like, because I'm not saying like my dad and I are total opposites, but like, something like that I think my dad would be good at as like an assassin. He's good with people. Like, he knows people. It was always like anytime we went out somewhere, it was always just like Harvey. Like, he was always running into somebody he knew.
That's dope.
He could be connected. You know, he knows where to look. He's gonna know how
just chilling at a Syracuse game.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Where I think I might have him beat though is patience. I think I can outweigh my dad. Like, if it were, because that's one thing I always say about my dad too. He's not good at doing nothing. Which is a great quality to have.
Right.
He's
right.
Very driven. He's like. He's always just like, even on when he's on vacation, he's just like, I'm doing the whole garden, or I'm like, I'm cleaning the house. He's got to have an activity.
Yeah.
Me, like, I'll do the stakeout. Yeah. I'll wait. Oh, that's my advantage. That's all I got. Because I mean, like, he's
just sitting there with a guitar and he's like strumming like and shooting you with fucking guitar.
You got the guitar vibration. Picks or something. Yeah,
that's her. He's just singing.
So you think that's how you think you would win and just play? All right, the long game.
It's got to be the long game.
Yeah. Other than that, if let's say y'all just head up, it's just like face to face at this point. Like y'all walk in, it's like, oh shit, there's Rob, my son. We got to get it in. Now there's no waiting.
Yeah.
Now one on one, what happens then?
Well, my dad's a sweet guy. Like, I'll say that much. I don't think he would have it in him to kill me, I think. But, you know, like, but then that being said, kind of like your brother, I think my dad would, like, he'd summon the dad strength.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right. Anytime we arm wrestled and he sits and like, oh, man, maybe you can get me this time. It was always just like,
Do you think, too, and I think it'd probably be my brother, too, do you think that it would be one of those things like, all right, just say I killed you, but I didn't. So just... Disappear from the face of the earth.
Disappear. Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't be like I can. Like
I never want to see your face again.
Yeah. I can't do this. But you got to understand something. If they see you again, we're both dead.
Yeah.
So I need you to get the fuck gone. Yeah. Like you better learn how to live underwater.
Get out of here.
Move to Antarctica.
Move to fucking Atlantis. You better get with fucking
whatever.
Give me back that name I gave you.
Yeah.
You know,
your,
like...
name is Joseph.
Have y'all seen the accountant?
No, I haven't. That was that one with Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
I've seen it. Yeah. I saw it a while ago.
That shit's dope.
So next question. Now that the Jaegers are getting whittled down, do you have any sympathy for any of them as they die, Rob?
Some more than others. Some more than others. I mean, like, and that's the thing, like when I think of people that I think are the more likable ones, like maybe Bowles, where you're just like, he did have a... What you saw of him, like he had his wife, he had his daughter.
Yep.
He was a sweet guy. He was friendly to all the other Jaegers.
Yeah.
I mean, all the Jaegers within their group are cool with each other.
Yeah.
For the most part, nobody's like an asshole, really.
Yeah.
True.
But Bowles, I mean, he'll be the first to tell you, like, oh no, I did terrible things.
Yeah.
I think maybe
he said
because
that out the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we see that a little bit in the flashbacks of just like no, he did some shit.
Yeah.
Maybe because we didn't see it as much, and maybe because they attached him to a family man, like being a family man. And him taking care of the other Jaegers. You know, I felt sad when he went out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh, that was kind of sad. And even like with Saryu, like even seeing like Koro coming over to her and just like, oh man, like that bond between a human and their pet or whatever.
Bro,
like, that stuff. That being said, fuck her.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they got
I hated her. Yeah. That little last, cause seeing your dog crawl to you, it was like, man.
Yeah.
It's like, I still fucking like fuck you, but
yeah.
I find myself feeling bad for dogs sometimes. I'm like, you don't know how much of a piece of shit your owner is. Sometimes,
yeah, it wasn't
what I mean?
You. You would have been probably a great Imperial arm to somebody else, like even a nice, like even a doper one. But she made you evil. Like, bite my arm off so I can.
Yeah.
It was just like she literally went from like nice person to psycho every time you see her. She'd be cool,
them
chilling.
Teeth, them fucking teeth, yo, them teeth.
Man.
I'm good on that.
Yeah,
I'm good on that.
Ice, how you feel?
No, fuck all of them. No.
Auden?
No, all of them. No. I have no sympathy for any of those guys.
Trying to think who else has been in the, who else has gone out from the Jaegers. Like Karome almost went down. I mean, she's a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's funny with her? So when I started to see her and what's the name? What's the other dude's name? Has it like a the
Wave?
Is it Wave?
Wave is got. He's the guy that's got like the upgraded Incursio.
Right. Yeah. So him. When I started to kind of see a little bit of them getting to know each other and like each other and kind of have like a little bit of, they're starting to kind of like build their little history or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
That's when I kind of started to feel more bad for her. It's like, all right, she has a heart. She's not this cold blooded hearted person like that.
Yeah.
She likes this dude obviously too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He likes her, and then you know. And then seeing her in Akame's backstory being like they were separated. It wasn't like they wanted to have to do this. I'm sure it's gonna be one of those things like when they have to go at it. Yo, I love my sister, man.
Yeah.
And I would feel bad. I think I would feel a little bit bad for her. And I felt bad for old dude a little bit too. Cause even the way he went out, it was just like, you know, she got with just like a little needle in the back, like, hey, bruh. And it's kind of just like he went out like light. He didn't get murdered, nothing like that. But it was just like, I gotta make it when he crawled, I was like, I gotta make it to my daughter. I was like, my family.
Damn.
I was like,
damn.
That fucking that. But other than that, everybody else, get the fuck gone. I'm
Like, fuck Dr. Stylish.
Oh, fuck him.
My God. He can get the fuck on.
They could have brought him back and killed him again.
I would have been like that. I'll take that for the next four episodes.
Yeah. And that's not even just him. I mean, the other, I know this ain't part of the assassins, but the, I mean, part of the Jaegers, but the son.
Oh, yeah. The minister's son. Fuck the minister's, him.
Yeah. I, when he died, I was just like, yeah, you bitch. Yeah.
Good.
That's why he got killed by an auxiliary character.
Good.
All right. So next question, man. Is it safe to say that Ezdeath lived up to the hype, but has her infatuation with Tatsumi hurt her as a character? Ice.
Yes, I think so. I think it has. I know they're trying to use it as a plot piece, and it's somewhat working as a plot piece. I'm not too mad at it, but I think it's kind of dampering her because it kind of falls into those pitfalls of just like a woman needing some type of man, any strong woman. Oh, of course, they have to be in love with the man. Like, we always doing that, and I think that's kind of that thing. Again, they masking it as a plot point, so that's why I give them some leeway, but I'm just like, just excuse me, just let Ezdeath be dope. Don't give her a love interest. Just let her be dope by herself, be a strong-ass woman by herself, and not give her a fucking love interest, let alone a fucking 15-year-old kid.
Like, or make that her weakness anyway. It's like, I don't like that. That was like that's considered probably. We don't even know it's her weakness yet.
Yeah,
we don't fully know.
Yeah,
but
I think it's just corny. Especially this wasn't made in the 90s or the 80s. This is a 2000. Yeah. You know, plus you know after anime, like you know that like women have always handled shit. But you know, like hey, you can make stuff for women are dope by themselves. Like why can't you just do it then? And that's why for her to be so dope. That's my only issue with her is that she's madly in love with anybody.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you didn't kill a kill, I believe, right? She didn't have like a love interest.
Exactly.
She was a monster that whole time.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah. Right. Right. Rob.
Yeah. I guess just to play devil's advocate a little bit, I'll just say because I agree mostly with what you're saying. Like, I agree that it's like, I mean, all the women characters, it's just like kind of end up having like a thing for Tatsumi that I found a little obnoxious.
Yeah.
But I find it's at least sort of interesting for Ezdeath, if only because her whole life she's been like, I don't give a fuck about other people.
Right.
Strength over everything. You know, like I don't tie myself to others. That it is interesting to see how that's starting to affect her.
Yeah.
But I do agree that like maybe if she were the only one, I think it would be more interesting. Yeah. But instead, because literally everybody is like falling for Tatsumi, that I'm like, I'm not buying this.
Yeah. I don't see, because you know, I mean, at the end of the day, man, fellas, we know when a dude gets women.
Yeah,
we could be like, hey man, he get it.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have to know him.
Yeah, we don't do the whole, oh, he cute. That's not what we do as dudes, right? Yeah. We be like, hey man, he get chicks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I look at this dude, I'm like, I don't. He don't seem like, you know, who considered a handsome character? Todoroki. Trunks are considered the get girls character. You see as a character, you see, then you be like, I get it. Like I get like these guys, And then, but you see, they're never into it. It's just kind of like, yo, I'm about this work. You know, I ain't trying to like even whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I ain't out here on no Gohan shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's going to hurt her as a character. I think, in all honesty, I think she's going to be the one to take Tatsumi out.
Mm. Mm. One of them are gonna die.
Yeah, I don't. Well, for sure, absolutely. Mm. Like, I think she gonna get his ass gone.
Yeah,
I think she's gonna get him the fuck up out of here.
Because his power level right now is nowhere near hers.
Oh no.
Oh, because that's the thing. If he beats her in a one on one,
they just
up the power scale.
they like, got awarded. I wouldn't be shocked
if they flipped her because she's already thinking like they're not gonna take Tatsumi from me. I have to take charge on his torture or whatever.
Yeah.
I could see her flipping sides and just being like, I never thought I would do this.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and then it's gonna be her against this new general lightning dude that just showed up.
Or she just washes both sides, like tries to kill the Night Raid and the Imperial Arms, and it's just gonna be Tatsumi and I. Because at this point,
I'm just like, Night Raid combined strength, maybe,
and that's a big maybe. Yeah.
They take out Azdeath, but Azdeath and this dude, I don't know if I see it.
And Susanoo, they would need him the most.
Like, yeah, they're gonna have to give him the trump card upgrade multiple times. Yeah. Just give him the Super Saiyan God form or whatever they got for him.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, let's say. What do you think is going to happen? This, I guess, is kind of a side question too. What do you think is going to happen? Let's say Azdeath whoops everybody's ass, and it's just her and Tatsumi left. He can't win.
Yeah, you're done. What are you doing?
And you be like, hey, you know what? I was feeling you at the end of the day. You was always bad to me. You know what I'm saying? So
because she could have killed him when they was in the bed.
Yes, right then and there,
he could have died. Yes. At any point, when they were together, she could have killed him.
Yes.
At right now, episode 20 of 24. She could kill him.
He's shown no skill level, whether it's skill level.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the only reason why he could probably win is if he does one of those things where he's like, she falls in love, hugs him, I love you, stabs her with some poison in the back or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I had to do this.
Yep.
It's over.
Yep.
But in a head up fade, one on one,
I don't know.
I was going to say, like, if he does beat her in a fight 4 episodes from now, in the final episode, are you buying it?
Not at all.
That would drop the rating severely for the show.
Just like, severely. God of High School.
God of High School
trashed it. Not we, more so Rob. We did too, but Rob went fucking. He poured out the 100-round drum.
Yeah.
All right, let's fucking go. Notebook paper.
Oh my God. That show drove me crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely. And I don't think nobody in that show wants smoke with Azdeath, honestly.
No. On a one on one level?
No.
Nobody wants to fight her one on one, bro.
No.
She in a one on one. I think Akame, if she has to, is gonna be like, all right, man. Like, if it's just down to us two, let's get busy.
Yeah.
But it's like on some like, damn. It's like you know somebody was like, let's say you had like a younger brother, right? And it was like, man, he beat me up, man. You'd be like, damn.
Aaron Donald.
Yeah. I gotta fight this dude because my brother got beat up. But
yeah.
Hey, man, why you gotta do this for me?
Yeah.
Why you gotta? You
gotta
hit my brother for him. You have to hit him.
You just punch him mid-com. Why you ain't gonna just fucking punch him?
Yeah, that's the only way.
That's the only way.
Surprise. Right,
so, last question: who has surprised you most on this show so far? For me, it's a character that I was talking about. It was Lovitz, right? The dude with the strings.
Yeah.
I expected him to be out of here a while ago.
Yeah.
And he took out some characters. He got it the fuck down.
Yeah.
He took out those with the two assassins that I didn't think he was gonna take out. He took out he made easy work over the minister's whatever son or whatever case may be. And I thought honestly his powers kept getting doper and doper to me.
They did.
When I saw him turn like back in those earlier episodes when he turned that shit into a spear, I said, "Oh, but wait, there's more."
Yeah,
he's a fucking Billy Mays of this show. Like, oh, you thought I was just out here fucking doing some ventriloquist shit. No, that was some more.
But yeah, that was super dope when he saw old dudes. Like, he was smart too. It was like he saw old dudes, little portals or whatever the case may be. And when he was running around, oh, you're running scared, and he set his ass up for that whole shit.
He did.
Yep. And if he wanted to, I guess he had a little sympathy too. But if he wanted to, he could be like, boom, bring it all together, slice him up into a bunch of pieces, game over.
Mm-hmm.
And when he cut his arm off, but he couldn't cut this motherfucking head off too.
Oh, he could have sliced him in half.
Yeah, he could have murdered
in halves.
So to me. So yeah, to me, he's been like the surprise of the show, even though he's gone now. But I put a bunch of respect on his name because I was just like, man, out of all the characters, I don't really care for him that much.
Yep. Yeah.
He's just doing this, I love the boss, the leader. I'm gonna make her fall in love with me. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel bad now that he's not gonna be to at least be like,
shoot a shot
or be like, babe, last thing. Did you really like me? People like, I was feeling you. I just couldn't fall in love with a coworker type shit. I would have respected that.
But, yeah.
You know.
HR violation.
Yeah, definitely.
Rob comes in.
Wait a minute.
No.
No. I put the kibosh on this. No, I agree. I feel like they undersold him leading up to it because there were moments too where it's like, He was like, oh, I'm going to stay out of this, or I'm going to back off. Like, I'm not going to get involved. I'm going to hide in the bushes where it's just
I'm
like.
I'm going to run, all that shit.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what's this dude must not be about it if he's like, I need to like choose my moments carefully.
Yeah.
But clearly when push came to shove, I mean, even when he was playing dead earlier, he's just like, I just want this to like, I'm like, come on, Lubbock, like, get up.
Yeah.
Do something.
Get up.
Yeah.
And he did. He did something.
Yeah.
And, like, he went on a tear. This dude had a streak. He went out.
Three kills.
Blazing star. Yeah. You know, he burned hot, bright, and fast.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Got respect. Yeah. He came in there, got his respect. He wasn't a pump fake.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't come in. I guess he was undersold anyway, yeah. Technically. He oversold at the end when he was done.
Just to pick somebody different, I was actually a little surprised with Chelsea, like, especially when the fact that she got, like, we saw her pull off an assassination as, like, some kind of nobody earlier on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how many times are they going to be able to pull this off? But she got Bowles.
Yeah.
And if she wasn't doping, she would have gotten Karome, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, she would have had two under her belt, and she would have been fine.
Yep.
And would have kept on
two
rolling.
Two bosses, two big dogs, too. Yes. She would have got them out of there.
Two Jaegers solo.
Yeah.
Solo.
Gotta respect it.
Something Demon Slayer knows nothing about.
Ice.
I just want to say I told y'all he was going to be fucking dope. But second, I think Mine, I think she lasted a lot longer than I fucking thought she would.
Oh, the gun. Yeah.
The gun.
I
was like,
I got to respect her too.
It'd be so many times that she'd be in the bed. I'm like, why are you still here?
Yeah.
How are you still here?
Yeah.
But then she shows why she's still there. I think because the fight with homegirl with the scissors, she was trash.
She was not helping.
She was trash. And I'm like, oh, you're next. You're next. I thought she in that 11 to 14 Spanish episodes, I thought she was out of there for sure. But she wasn't. And she here episode 20 just like, what's up? I'm here with the gun. Got my little love interest over here. I'm in the sewers with my Leonie girl. Like, we out here thugging. And I'm like, all right, I see you. And I don't think that they defended her like they skating her alone to be there. Like, she's earned her right to still be there.
She got revenge, technically.
Twice, because she killed the dude that took her friend's scissors.
Yep.
When he showed up with her scissors, she shot him.
Yep.
And then when she got, she had the two-on-one fight this time, and she cut them in half. In half.
And she beat old girl and the dog.
Killed them so bad they switched up the animation style.
Yeah.
That was kind of dope.
That's how you know it was a big kill, because they switched up the whole animation style
They put in the budget.
Yeah.
A little budget. But yeah, definitely her. I'm most surprised by her. Just the fact she's alive.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we'll give our likes and dislikes and ratings for these episodes 17 through 20, Akame Got Killed. 17 through 20. Ice, go ahead, man. You've been gone for so long, people want to hear from you.
Where you at?
I'm cool. I like this. I like this show as a lot. The stretch of episodes were cool. I think I got a little pump faked. I was kind of, but I knew the dude, the Scarface dude, he wasn't that guy. Like, I can kind of tell just by watching it. They built him up, but looking at the episode count, I'm like, he's getting up out of here. And then he fought Lubick. I'm like, he's getting up out of here quickly. I think overall, the whole stretch, just to seeing people die, seeing the Jaegers die, not really feeling too much for him, I think, for me, would put a damper on it. I feel like it's not fair that I'm saying it out loud, but I think Tatsumi not being dope is kind of hindering it for me.
Mm.
And it's like, we getting late in the game. You should be the LeBron by now. I understand you was you're supposed to be Cavs LeBron, but you're supposed to be Miami LeBron by now. Like, you're supposed to be, putting in some work and getting over the hump, and he's not getting over the hump. And with four episodes left, I don't see it. And if he does, I'm going to be very pissed. So I think he was a big letdown. With him being a big letdown, he kind of bringing the showdown for me, but not to the point where it's like, this is unwatchable. I don't even want to watch the last four episodes. So out of 9,000 for these stretch of episodes, I'm going to give it a 5,900.
Okay. Rob?
I agree that this was a weaker stretch of episodes. Even though like a lot happened, there was a lot of character death, both good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them I liked. Some of those characters I really liked. I like Lubbock especially. Got, I think, better towards the end.
Yep.
My issue, I feel like this show, I'm enjoying it overall.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like as we're getting towards the wrap up now, it feels like I'm starting to see some of the warts and what's not working with the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think about how to word this, but like bringing in all of these villains that they have towards the end, like with the minister's son, mm-hmm. the four demons. It feels like they were supposed to be a bigger deal than they were. And it almost feels like this is a stretch of the manga or something. I don't know if it was a manga at first. Maybe it was. But it feels like this has been condensed into something.
Mm-hmm. Like somebody tapped on the animated shoulder and was like, wrap that shit up. Yeah,
we got yeah. You got four episodes left, yeah. So let's get to it. Because, like, you even saw, like I mentioned it in the recap, they set it up like there's going to be a fight between, because Wave is like, no, I got knocked out last time. Yeah. That's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
I'm here to defend my girl.
Yeah.
And then they cut away and you never, you don't come back to it.
Never.
And I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, it matched up against Leon and Susanoo, and like they set up like anytime Imperial Arms people match up face to face,
somebody dies.
Yeah,
and nothing happened.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing came of that whole encounter. So that was a big like, that left me scratching my head. Like, did I miss an episode or something?
Mm.
Like, maybe I did, but it felt like they felt like they're trying to get to the end. Like, all right, we had a budget for 24 episodes, so you guys got to speed this along.
Get this shit up.
That being said, I'm enjoying it. Overall, I think they've done a great job with making characters likable on both sides of this, where I'm just like, okay, the good guys are the good guys, the bad guys are the bad guys, but I like some of the bad guys.
Yeah,
true.
Overall, I'd give it a 6,800.
Yeah. Mm.
Cool. Okay. Have y'all seen any of these episodes in dub?
I'm watching them all in dub on Netflix.
This is probably the worst dub I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yes.
No, I don't think
this is terrible.
I don't hate it.
It's
not great, but it's like I don't necessarily mind.
Like when people make jokes about dub, this ain't fucking Ghost Stories dub. But
we gotta do that.
That we do have to do something, some type of stretch of Ghost Stories episodes, because that shit is fucking hilarious. Run like a black man is chasing you.
Oh my god.
The dub is just, it's not even close, and I don't like Tatsumi's voice.
Okay, so I've got to probably watch the sub, and if the sub is that, I can see the sub being maybe that much better.
Mm-hmm.
But I came in on the dub, because when I hit play on my Netflix, it started me off on dub.
You so, like, fuck it, we here?
I was just like, yeah, once I watch it, I was like, I don't care to change it. So it hasn't bothered me too much. But y'all make some pretty interesting points. For me, you know, I'm an action guy. I love all the action in this.
Yeah.
I was sitting there like, yes, 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 action. People getting smoked out. But at a point, I was just like, y'all bringing these characters in to get smoked out.
Yeah.
They fodder.
Yeah, and you're not showing me, like, it's not like our guys are upgrading with these characters. Like, all right, shit, these characters were here to push our characters to get stronger. And, like, if they were there to push, like, if they came in and they pushed Tatsumi to a place where he had to go to get, like you said, like a new, either a new level,
mm-hmm.
then I would respect it. Mm-hmm. But none of that's happened. They're literally just there and they get smoked out.
Yep. Yeah.
Nothing's happening. I think the animation has been pretty good.
Oh yeah,
it's still funny. I think they keep doing the whole everybody loves Tatsumi thing. It's just like, bro, like I feel like they're just pushing this shit on us. Like it's not a if he's not gonna give it to anybody, what's the point of this?
Not buying it.
Yeah,
and he's not giving us Trunks vibes or Todoroki vibes. Like,
but my thing is too. If anything, fine, make him go for one of them.
Yeah,
if all the women like him, make him either pick and choose or be like, yo, man,
or the one he won't don't like him.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It could be something like that. It could be that easy. I've been liking these stretches of episodes. Like, I'm with Rob in a sense. I do enjoy this show a lot. Like, this is one of the better animes that I've seen in a long time in the sense of like action, and I probably would have finished this a while ago.
Sure.
But I will agree with Ice in the sense where as a main character, he is not, he's just like, he's, I don't care for him at all.
No.
Like, at least with Tanjiro, and then you had your grudge with Tanjiro, but at least with Tanjiro, even though he ain't the strongest in his show, he has boss-ass fucking dope moments.
And he's got his own thing, the fucking sun breathing.
Exactly.
Yeah. He has his own thing.
That's
true.
On top of that, with his sister assisting at times,
true.
They have a tag team tandem, all that shit like that. It's like, he has dope moments.
Yeah.
Tatsumi has, to me, I haven't been like, yo.
That when he got Nekoshio and then he did.
Yeah.
He's just like New Coke. Like, he's just like the same but worse.
Vanilla Coke or whatever,
something like that.
Yeah, I was like, this shit, we don't even need it as a main character. The show is called A Comic.
Yeah, the show not even named after you.
No. We could have left her as that. So that's annoying as hell, and that makes my rating go down too. Because it's like, why is he even doing this?
You're no Link, bro.
Yeah. So for me, I mean, my score is not super low, but it's a 7,000. Because at the end of the day, it still gave me a whole bunch of action. It's still fun, and I'm actually excited to see how this is going to have to end in blood.
Oh yeah,
this show has to end in blood. Somebody main has to go. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I hope it's Tatsumi.
I hope he dies too. I want Ezdef to kill Tatsumi.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have been done it several times over, but she needs to let him go.
Yeah. Get him the fuck out of here, man. So yeah. So overall, that's my rating, 7,000. Let us know in the comment section. I mean, this, you know, it's just for Patreon, but let us know what y'all think. Hit us up on the social media things. Let us know what y'all think, y'all scores or whatever the case may be. And if you don't know, well, I want to say that because y'all gonna end up putting a spoiler in that bitch. I'm gonna say who you think dies next, but the last four episodes. It's the last four episodes.
They say, oh, I can tell you.
Yeah, the last four episodes. But shoot, we don't know what we're gonna watch next, do we? Not yet.
No, what are we gonna do next episode?
Ghost stories. Do we want to have a one-off on Ghost Stories in just a couple episodes?
We can do Ghost Stories or something else we talked about doing was doing a one-off on Arcane.
Oh, yeah.
Something fun to watch.
Yeah, we do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
You want Arcane. How many episodes? Four? Is how many eight? Episodes is it?
It's 9 episodes. Ooh.
Do you think y'all can knock that out?
I've already seen it.
Oh, so it's on us.
I'm finished.
Just fuck us then, Rob.
So y'all have 9 episodes to get
to. I have to time 1.5 speed it.
Yeah, you tell me
how long are the episodes?
I think they're a half hour.
If they're not 45 minutes, I'm good.
Let me check. Mm-hmm. Let me check up on Netflix a little bit.
Yeah, they all fucking we'll 55 do, we'll, minutes.
Yeah, if you guys want to drop your stuff, and I'll do a little bit of research here.
Yeah. Go ahead, I just drop your stuff.
Yeah, I want to shout out. I want to take this time to shout out my grandfather. That's why I've been gone. He passed in December, late December, so I was gone for a little bit, but I'm back now. I do want to shout him out because as a kid, he was one of the ones. At Toys R Us, they had a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament every Saturday morning, so he was the one that's always getting me up in the morning. Even if I would oversleep, he would get me up and be like, boy, you gotta go to your tournament. So, like,
Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament.
My Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments, he was a big part of that, so I think he cultivated my anime love. Granted, he didn't like it or he didn't really watch it, but he supported it, and he never thought it was, like, weird or nothing. So, for him to lose him, you know, I was on go for a minute dealing with that, but, like, that's my hero, so I wanted to shout him out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Sorry for your loss. No, that's a really nice thing for you to say.
Yeah. Prayer to the family.
Yep.
No, we here for you, bro.
Ice.McGowan on everything, but Ice.McGowan on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube. I got a lot of content dropping. Patreon people, rock with me. I'm going to do some stuff. I got a new show coming on my YouTube, but I'm going to use people from the Patreon. So people from the Patreon, Animation and Patreon, I'm going to make a new show with you guys, so I want y'all to be a part of it. So if you're not subscribed and you're not a part of the Patreon, get a part of the Patreon, and then subscribe to my YouTube, Ice McGowan.
All right.
Yeah, you can check out The Art of Gaff on Instagram. They're the artist I found this week. That is TheArtofGaff. They do a lot of, you know, anime-inspired things, but also Marvel stuff. A lot of things that I saw on their page that, you know, made me check them out was they had a lot of My Hero smash-ups with the Avengers, like a lot of My Hero characters as the different Avengers, and he seems to be doing like their own little comics. So check them out on Instagram, The Art of Gaff, and follow them there.
Okay, I'm gonna drop my stuff, but I'm gonna give a quick shout out to our homegirl as always, Quincy.
Q. Yeah, Q.
Quincy B. Drawing. I'm sure we gave her a shout out before, but she can get as many shout outs as we want to give her because she's always showing up.
Shout out every damn episode.
Yeah, Quincy B. Drawing _N. Quincy B. Draw _N. Follow her. She's graphic design, man. She has a lot of different stuff going on. She's super, super talented also. And then also follow Roxy Hayes, man. Just give a shout out to Roxy. She is just incredible, dope.
Yeah, Roxy's funny. Yeah.
She's got some dope anime stuff. She did some anime videos with Ice.
Yep.
So, yeah, definitely follow both of them, man. They're great to watch. Q also is she has some stuff and content on her page too.
She has a business too. So
yeah, she has
support
a
her stuff for
graphic real. Design. I think a podcast. She has a lot of stuff going on.
She is busy.
Yeah, Brennan produces.
Brennan is a bitch. I think he changed it too.
Yeah,
that's what it is now.
Is it Brennan produces?
Yeah, Brennan produces.
Brennan produces on Instagram. Keenan Baker on Instagram. Next city I'll be in with Tony Baker will be Nashville. And shit, I don't have the date for you, but I believe it's the week before Valentine's Day. So I'll be to get the date for you on the next
Tennessee,
episode.
Tennessee, Tennessee.
Cashfield, Tennessee, and this bitch. we thank y'all every episode for tuning into another episode. Oh, did I miss anything?
No.
Oh, I'm animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.